Like many conferences of its size, this one had keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and presentations. Teachers, like Patty Lee of Fulton County, were there to sample some new technologies and compare notes.
I've networked with teachers from all over the country, Chicago, California, New York, all over the place, and that's been really big as far as finding out what they're doing in their classrooms and how I could help translate that.
But the technology experts and corporations had nothing on the students.
I'm Gracie Hoover, and I'm from Tuscaloosa.
Gracie is part of GEMS, Girls Engaged in Math and Science. It's a group of 3rd through 6th graders.
This is an instrument that we designed for disabled people. That's it right over there. It's the mix between a xylophone and a drum.
The drum portion is made out of a metal trash can. There's a wooden circle where the lid would be. Sticking out of the wood are 8 xylophone keys kids can play with their hands or their feet. Gracie's mother, Shelley Hoover, leads the group. She says the girls came up with the idea themselves.
The majority of them play instruments, and so they saw a need for their peers that couldn't take the strings classes with them, so they made this instrument.
The conference attracted kids, teachers, and tech whizzes from various states and countries. 14-year-old Rodrigo Hernandez lives in Mexico. He and 7 of his classmates came to talk about how they use technology to live sustainably on an eco-farm.
We use our own energy, like wind energy and solar energy. We also have hydroelectric energy that is produced by taking a proof of the movement of the water.
Rodrigo says the students work together to produce the energy they need. And many say an event like this will help kids stay excited about technology, education, and science. Martha Dalton, WABE News.